This is CBS High on the World with Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's based in London. I'm John Batchelor, and I go to a headline, very disturbing headline, Reuters. Horse racing trainer blames Grand National protesters for horse's death. The trainer of a horse that died in Saturday's Grand National, he's within these last days, has blamed animal rights activists and accused them of disrupting the race for publicity purposes. This is a group calling itself Animal Rising. It's new to me. However, Animal Rising is one of three groups I'm aware of that are now protesting life as usual in Britain. And there's also Just Stop Oil. There's also Extinction Rebellion. But we'll begin with Animal Rising. Were you familiar with this, Joe, before the death of the unhappy death of this horse? He fell during the steeplechase and was destroyed. And the trainer is saying it was a product of the delay, the disruption, the rhythm of the race. We don't need to comment on that. We're not horse people. But in any event, is Animal Rising a prominent headline, or did it just come out of nowhere?
I had not heard of them before, which doesn't necessarily mean they weren't around before. But I think it is part of this phenomenon that we've seen over the past couple years of various environmental groups, whether their issue is animal issues or climate, becoming much more aggressive at disrupting public events. You and I, John, spoke last year about a climate campaign group called Just Stop Oil obstructing traffic on motorways, important trunk highways. So I think that this is definitely becoming a pattern and a bit of a troubling pattern in British political and general life, because it is so profoundly undemocratic and disruptive.
I go to the London Times, XR, Extinction Rebellion. It's called XR. It's not here yet, Joe. I'm waiting, but not yet. XR expects 30,000 protesters in London on the weekend of the marathon, which is upcoming. Race organizers have advised spectators to avoid Parliament Square. Around 30,000 people are expected in central London starting the weekend, the biggest climate change protest in years. So this is Extinction Rebellion about climate change. Animal Rising is about, I guess, not climate change, but animal rights. Extinction Rebellion, XR, which announced in January that it was quitting demonstrations that affected the general public, said it did not intend the event to be disruptive like its 2019 protest. However, Just Stop Oil, calls itself that, doesn't say JSO. A separate group with similar objectives refused to rule out disrupting the marathon and said it expected many of its supporters to be there. Joe, we've touched on Extinction Rebellion, and I'm not sure whether we've also talked about Just Stop Oil. Are these the people who sat down in the middle of traffic, or was that Extinction Rebellion? I can't remember.
Well, originally it was Extinction Rebellion a few years ago, and then actually Just Stop Oil is something of a splinter group that broke off because they didn't think Extinction Rebellion was radical enough. So we have encountered Just Stop Oil before, because this is the same group where some of the activists threw soup at a Van Gogh painting at the National Gallery, and they were the ones who were really disrupting a lot of the highway traffic in recent months, although that activity has died down again. And, this is a real problem, because certainly no one wants to undermine the right to peacefully protest, and Extinction Rebellion themselves understood that the public tolerance for this disruptive protest was wearing thin, which is why they now are emphasizing Extinction Rebellion is that they expect Sunday's protest to be a peaceful one. But it is going to be very disruptive potentially of the London Marathon, which would be an enormous disappointment for the thousands of people who look forward to participating in what is not at all a political sporting event. And you start to wonder why the climate protesters don't think we should be able to have nice moments of the common culture like the marathon.
Now we come to the World Snooker Championship. If you've never played snooker, it's kind of like a pool game. I played snooker when I was in Edinburgh in seminary, and it's fun. It invites amateurs, but it has a professional lot. And I don't remember the rules other than the fact that you take difficult shots. However, The World Snooker Championship is a photograph, the first round match, in which Just Stop Oil protester is pouring, what is that, oil or orange, some kind of orange sauce, Joe? I can't tell, all over the table, disrupting. What could this possibly mean? A World Snooker Championship and energy? I don't understand them. Or is it just wrong of me to look for logic here, Joe?
Largely, I think it's wrong to look for logic here. To the extent there is any, they seem to be suggesting in the media that they want to disrupt these sporting events until the sporting organizations join their climate crusade, which, again, I think is a really troubling example of the totalizing or even totalitarian attitude of some of these monocausal groups, this group that has won singular objective, which, has been under debate by the democratic process for a long time, and the democracy has not produced the outcome that they want. So now they're going to make everyone else's lives miserable. Again, I think that that is a questionable strategy, which is why Extinction Rebellion itself has disavowed it. But this splinter group doesn't seem to be willing to go away yet.
There is the puzzle about the authorities. As I recall, a number of these incidents led to people supposedly being detained or arrested, but then they were released right away. Or the term that's used in the London papers, they're de-arrested. Is that policy still in place, that there's no punishment? There's no cost paid for pouring junk on a snooker table?
I think the government has definitely been struggling with how to police this. Part of it was that the police were getting bad guidance on how to interpret the rules that currently existed, which was making it difficult for police officers on the ground to know what to do. This was a particular issue with some of the highway obstructions. But I do think that there is a growing understanding that the legal system is going to have to get better at dealing with this. And one thing that they will probably have to do is start denying bail to activists who have demonstrated that they do not intend to honor the conditions that the court sets, when they get bailed out. If your strategy is to abuse bail in order to offend again, then I don't think that the court, I don't think it's good for respect and the rule of law in general for the courts to continue allowing people to do that.
It was orange dye, I read from the report in the Telegraph. Joseph Sternberg, editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, poured on a snooker table. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.